Blog Talk Radio.
This old man and me, we're at the bar and we're having us some beers and swapping night on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace, all the hell we raised. Then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said, these damn things will kill me. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, saw the old man's face, front page obituary. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drive by the day to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six-pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Can't hear you. Live from Talladega, Alabama, you're in a pit stop with Tim Despain and Stephen Wilson on the Speedway Digest Radio Network. Big thanks to Talladega Super Speedway, track president.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Stephen, can you hear me now, bud?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. I don't know what happened, Stephen. I don't know what happened, but you know how us redneck, dirt road, country boys do. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I had a little bit of technical difficulty, but I think Reverend Joe had to go. Stephen, we got a lot of news coming out of NASCAR. We got Mr. Cruz Jenner coming up at 7:25 Eastern Time. Just got a text from his PR. Do you want to... You want to take over and go ahead and talk about some of the news out of NASCAR today? I know we got the Rico Abreu, and we got a bunch of stuff coming out about the tire test from Vegas yesterday, and the other day we were talking about Cole Whitt moving over to Front Row Motorsports. You got the floor, bud.
Yeah, Tim. While you're working on this, I ran through my spiel of, I think, everything in NASCAR that I could think of waiting on you. And I had asked Todd about the Chili Bowl this past weekend in Tulsa, Oklahoma, if he had any thoughts on it and if he was able to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I watched some of it the other night, but it sort of run a little bit late. And I know it run late on you because you're on the Eastern time zone over there. But, yeah, that the real big news coming out this morning from Marshall, North Carolina, Harry Scott Motorsports with Justin Marks announced today that USAC National Midget Champion and Open Wheel standout Rico Abreu will join the NASCAR K&M Pro Series East team in 2015. So, I mean, do you think that was in the works before the Chili Bowl, or do you think it just come about all of a sudden, Steve?
No, from what I understand about this, about Rico coming over to NASCAR, is that was the plan all along. There had been NASCAR had taken a look at it as well as he's looked at it for several years. He's been courted by multiple teams of making that transition over from the sprint cars into stock car racing, in which this is going to be his entry into it. And as I was talking a little bit earlier about this, is we, you know, it's Rico is a fairly short guy. He's 4'4", which meant that the cockpit and the greenhouse area within the K&N series car had to be modified. And NASCAR has been working on this with him for quite some time on the modifications to allow him to be able to enter into a stock car based on his size difference, which they have approved it. H. Scott Motorsports, he was fitted in the car this afternoon. He's going to take some laps later on this week at Motor Mile here in Virginia to get acclimated to the stock car. And I think it's kind of cool. I mean, you win the Chili Bowl, and next thing you know, you're in a K&N Pro Series car, making the move over to NASCAR.
Yeah, that's a real cool deal right there, Stephen. Yeah, and we want to congratulate Rico on that. And, you know, just like our guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, Cruz Skinner, you know, the young and upcoming driver. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Stephen, he come on our radio, was his first radio interview, but... he's been up in Charlotte this week. I guess I can go ahead and throw it out there right now. I'll let him talk about it whenever he comes on. And he got to meet a really lot of good people, be around a lot of good people. And so we'll just hear from him later. You know, we had our our guest Vince Welch was supposed to come on, and I called him yesterday. He had a meeting and he apologized, but he said just for us to let him know whenever, and I think we're gonna try to get him back on Tuesday because I think they're going to NASCAR Media Days up there in Charlotte. And let's see, I know you had broke it on SpeedwayDigest.com. I think you were the first one to break it about Cole Whitt going over to Front Row Motorsport with a speed stick for 2015.
Yeah, Cole Whitt, he's obviously at the end of last year, you know, he had some issues where Swan Racing, which was the initial team that he was running with, shut down. And Anthony Marlowe was able to move him over to BK Racing with SpeedStick as well as a couple other sponsors they had on board. And at the end of the season, it was well known closer to the end of the season, like I said, that he was going to be leaving BK Motorsports, but it was unclear as to where he was going. Last week, it was announced that he would move to Front Row Motorsports in 2015 in the number 35 car. With SpeedStick on the car as a sponsor in Daytona as well as some other events throughout the year. One of the funny stories about this is that Swan Racing and Front Row Motorsports, their shops were side by side. So, you know, he already probably knows most of those guys that work side by side with in the shop, so it should be an easy transition for him. I think he'll do a little bit better this year over there at Front Row Motorsports. Front Row Motorsports also this year has brought in Donnie Guingo, who has been the crew chief for Trevor Brain and the Wood Brothers for the last few seasons before Ryan Blaney got into the car and they moved Jeremy Bowens to the crew chief for him in the number 21 starting in 2015. So there's been some movement around NASCAR as far as that's concerned, where drivers going to be at, some of the teams shifting personnel around. And I'm sure next week we're going to go into media week there at Charlotte. And we'll probably have a whole lot more coming out of that with some more sponsorship announcements and where some of these crew chiefs and others will be at then.
Yeah, that sounds good, Steve. And I had something on my mind, and it totally blew away. But, Stephen, if I can, I want to throw this out there for Russell Branham and Grant Lynch at Todd X Super Speedway while we got a few minutes. February the 7th, you and I and Suzanne, we will be doing a live show from Todd X Super Speedway. It's on the Saturdays for the Alabama Wildlife Federation, the annual wild game cook-off out there. The gates open at 3. Track rides will begin at 3 also. Gates open for all others at 3:45. Cook-off starts including live music and samples of the area's best wild game cooks at 4 o'clock. And at 6 o'clock, all these times are central. Cook-off awards will be presented. And Suzanne and I, we went to a couple of them, Stephen, and it's a really cool deal. You know, Grant Lynch, track president here at Titus, who's played with. This is one of his babies. He really loved doing this. And they have a silent auction. And, of course, every time I go, Suzanne breaks my billfold because they got all that Alabama stuff, and she'll bid on pictures and stuff like that. But just to throw that out there to everybody here, local, come by and check out the annual Wild Game Cook-Off at Talladega Super Speedway. It will be in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Garage, and Suzanne and I will be there, and Stephen Wilson, if he can, he will join us. We're going to do a live show early. Just like Patrick told me, he wants to try to, or Patrick and Russell said that they want to try to do it early that way because everybody's going to be so busy tied up with cooking that way we do interviews and all that. But anyway, Stephen, just want to throw that out there while I had the chance because I was late coming on because of all these technical difficulties. I don't know. I've got two really good IT friends, you and my good friend John Thornton at Coosa Valley, and I still crashed everything. But anyway, Stephen, have you heard anything out of Vegas on the Goodyear tire test from yesterday?
I have heard a little bit out of Vegas on the Goodyear tire test. I have not kept up with it a whole lot as far as what's going on. There was, I think there's about a half a dozen teams out there testing this week. This is one of the official tests of the 2015 season. As everybody knows, there is no more there's no more testing as far as private testing in the Sprint Cup or in NASCAR as a whole. They have gone to a mandatory moratorium on any private testing within the series, in which they're NASCAR will set the schedule as far as this year. A couple of guys that were out there, Kenseth Keselowski, Kurt Busch, and A.J. Allmendinger, they were out there testing the new aero package with the reduction in the horsepower also in the motor, as well as some Goodyear tires out there. It looked like, by all accounts, most of them seem fairly happy with what's going on in not only the Goodyear tires, but also the aero package and the reduction in the horsepower on the motors. But, there wasn't actually enough cars out there to make much of a difference. I think we're really going to see a lot of difference when we get in those packs of 35, 40 cars, and, especially with no testing coming up here to the Sprint Unlimited in about 3.5 weeks. Hendrick Motorsports, as well as Roush and Penske, and those guys are really relying on their manufacturer support in the simulations, as well as their private simulations that they've built over the years going into 2015. So it's going to be a little bit of an adjustment, I think, from some of these teams not being able to be out there and get any kind of testing on those cars prior to.
Yeah, I will agree, Stephen. I mean, since NASCAR done away with that mandatory testing, it's going to all be up to Goodyear, wherever they do their tire tests, and only going to take just a handful of drivers, like you just said. And back in 2009, I was very fortunate enough. I got to go to Las Vegas for the race there at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and it was really something to see. But Stephen, at this time, we've got driver of the number 11 Chevrolet in the Dirt Late Model Series, Mr. Cruz Skinner from Skinner Motorsports. Let's bring Cruz on.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Cruz, how you doing tonight, bud?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I know you probably tired and need some rest, don't you?
It's getting about to that time.
Well, yeah, I probably let the cat out of the bag just a few minutes ago, Cruz. We had some technical difficulties, but we finally got the show back up. I'm glad we got it back up. That way you could come on. And I want to let you know we're very proud of where you're headed and the people that you are around. We want to really give you a big round of applause for that. You're doing really, really great. And Suzanne and I, we're going to try to make it to some more short track races here at Talladega Short Track, which I know you're racing all over the Southeast. And do you want to tell our listeners where you just got back from? I know it's a big announcement. Where you was at for the past few days?
Well, we're actually still on the way home. We got stuck in traffic there for a little bit, but we have been in Charlotte, North Carolina, meeting with many NASCAR teams trying to further my career and find out where I fit in at.
That's good. And so you got to meet a lot of cool people, right?
Oh, yes, sir. I definitely had fun meeting all the people, being able to go into the shops. I mean, it was just amazing, some of their shops. It was really cool.
I bet it was. Yeah, me and Suzanne and I, we went through Charlotte. We were going to the Martinville race this back in the fall when it was in the chase for the Sprint Cup, and I messed around and we left a little bit late, but me and Suzanne got tied up in Charlotte at rush hour that afternoon. And you talking about it was rough. But anyway, Cruz, I know you're tired and y'all are on your way home. Tell your dad, Greg, and them hello, and I want to hand you over to my good friend, CEO of SpeedwayDigest.com, Stephen Wilson. And when he gets done, I'll let him throw him back over to me. Thanks for taking time out, Cruz.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Chris, Steve Wilson, SpeedwayDigest.com. So you've been up in Charlotte this week meeting with some of the teams. Where do you feel that now that you've had the opportunity to go to Charlotte and talk to some of these teams, Where do you feel that you fit in at, and how do you feel that you're going to further your career? What is more specifically your timetable to move out of running in late models to move up into something like the K&N series cars?
Well, as of right now, we haven't taken anybody out of the equation. We are still very open-minded, and we are still looking for more and more meetings, but I definitely had a ton of fun being able to go walk around and meet many new people.
And now that you've had that opportunity up there, has it met your expectations, or are you a little bit taken back by the whole world of NASCAR around the Charlotte area and what it has to offer, and maybe even some of the challenges to actually break into it?
Yes, sir. I went around looking at shops, and they definitely met expectations. They are very cool. It doesn't matter if you're going from a small K&N or a small ARCA team to top of the line Sprint Cup team. They're all very good. They all have very good equipment, and it's very cool.
Well, crew, good luck. Hopefully you'll get into ARCA or the K&N series cars here in the next couple of years. I'm going to throw you back over to Tim.
Thank you.
Hey, Cruz. Yeah, I know I want to throw this out there. Now, I know if you can't say anything, I know you can't. Do you and Skinner Motorsports have any plans of running maybe an ARCA car or K&N, or have y'all talked to anybody about that, or can you let the cat out of the bag right yet, boy?
That's definitely in a future plan, but we're not all the way to that step yet. As of right now, we are taking small steps, just going around trying to work our way up there.
Yeah, I definitely understand, bud. And you're definitely going to run the full series here at Talladega Short Track this year, correct? And are you going to run any more races? Have you got that schedule set yet, as far as any other dirt late models around the southeast?
This up and coming year, we're still going to run the Neesmith 604 and the 525 series. We're going to try to travel around a lot more than we did last year. And I think this up and coming year is going to be really fun. And it's going to be a great experience for me, because I'm not going to be racing with the same old drivers every week. I'm going to be out traveling, meeting even more new people, and racing against new people, and being able to adjust to the tracks that I haven't been to yet.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with you that, Skinner. And, Cruz, we have one of my good friends from upstate New York. His home track is Watkins Glen International. Would you like to, can I bring him on and let him ask you a couple of questions, bud?
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. Todd Beasley, you're in the pit stop here in the Spanish. Steven Wilson and Cruz Skinner, one of the young and upcoming drivers out of the Dirt Late Model Series, racing all over the southeast. Do you have any questions for Cruz, bud?
Cruz, thank you for taking the time. I follow you on Facebook, have for a while now. What is the most thing that you are looking forward to for this year?
Like I was talking about earlier, I'm just really excited that me and my amazing crew is going to be able to go out and travel, meet new people, go to new tracks. And I think this experience, me traveling more and more, it's really going to help me a lot and just teach me more and more. And whenever I go to a new track, what I learn there, I can always take back to Talladega, Boyd's, or a local track and improve at my local track with what I learned from, you know, a track up off somewhere that I've never been to but once.
Okay. Now, from what I'm hearing, you're going to be running your full schedule for your dirt car. What is your favorite track so far that you've been to?
there are many different tracks I like. Like, I really enjoy some of the smaller tracks like Talladega and Boyd in the middle of the summertime when it gets really black and slick and when it gets really slow. I think that is a very good challenge to drivers, and it teaches me about car control and how to save on tires. And it just, and tracks like that just help me all around. But also like tracks like Magnolia. That's a very good example of having to adjust to the track, because when you roll up, you unload, and it's wide open in practice. Then you get to the feature, it's like barely mashed the throttle coming down, going through the corners. But those are definitely some of the tracks I really enjoy because of the challenge they bring to me.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to answer my questions, and I am looking forward to being able to keep up with you on Facebook and keep up with your progress.
Oh, that's no problem. I just wanted to thank you for taking time and just asking me some questions.
Well, I really appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Ty. Appreciate you, bud. Okay, that was my good friend, Cruz Todd Bigsby. He is a race fanatic. I mean, he loves everything. I think if they had wheelbarrow racing somewhere, he probably wouldn't watch wheelbarrow racing. He just loves anything. But anyway, Cruz, I know your time is limited. You're ready to get back to Oxford, Alabama, and get you some rest. But I want to thank you and your dad and everybody for allowing us to have our pit stop sticker on your dirt late model. We really appreciate it. And Mark Pons told me the other day, I got to get some more stickers because you done been bumping and rubbing, done rub both my stickers off.
yes, sir. Those backyard wheelbarrow races really kind of messed me up and it messed my driving up a little bit.
I understand that. But I will definitely get you some more stickers. We want to appreciate you doing that for the Pit Stop Radio, Speedway Digest, and Stephen Wilson, and all of us. And I want to give you the time, Cruz, like we always do. We give all of our guests time to thank their sponsors and where everybody can follow you at on social media. You got the floor, bud.
Yes, sir. First, I just wanted to thank all my crew members, our full-time guy, and all of my volunteer people. I couldn't be doing what I'm doing without all of them. They're what really makes all this possible, and I really appreciate all of them people because they're always supporting me and they're behind me. I also want to thank all my fans and Facebook friends that support me. They're also behind me, and I really appreciate everybody that follows me on Facebook, and I really do appreciate everybody that helps me out and supports me. And then I just wanted to thank all my sponsors for sticking behind me and really, really supporting me.
Sounds good, bud. And, Cruz, if you got a minute, can I tell a story about, excuse me, about when I first met you back in the spring of last year? You're not going to get mad at me, are you?
That really depends, but go ahead.
All right. I know, We walked down there, talked to your dad, Greg, and everything, and we were gonna get an interview, and I think you were over at a driver's meeting or something. You know, everybody kept saying, Tim, you and Suzanne, y'all need to go meet this Cruz Skinner. They said, he's burning the track up, and they told me how many ends you had and all that. And I remember standing there, I think we were standing beside Mark Pons, and I was waiting on a gentleman a little bit taller, and you come up, and I said, yes, sir, can I help you? He said, Tim, I'm Cruz Skinner. I'm like, well, that embarrassed me. But anyway, just want to throw it out there, bro. Just want to throw it out there. Don't get mad at me. Cruz, you're doing a great job. Thanks again. Thanks for taking the time out, and we're going to make some more trips to Talladega Short Track this spring and summer, and we're going to do some live shows somewhere. I got a way I can get on the internet, so y'all be safe coming home, and congratulations on your career that is really blowing up, bud, and we'll talk at you probably at one of the first races here at Talladega Short Track.
Thank you, and I just wanted to take a second or two and thank you for having me on your show once again, and I greatly appreciate you doing this.
You're very welcome, bud. What else can I do for somebody that that puts our sticker on his car? We appreciate everything you do for us too, bud.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, Cruz. Y'all be safe, bud. We'll talk at you later now.
Yes, sir.
All right, Stephen, that was Cruz Skinner. I don't know if you've been following him or anything, but he's really blossomed. He's really blossomed fast. He's got a lot of stuff going on, and like I said, he's just a teenager. I think he might be but 14 or 15 years old, and he's been on all of our local TV stations. He's been on PRN, and he's been up there to Charlotte, and he's just, this might be your next sliced bread.
Well, I guess one piece of advice, he might want to go back to Talladega Short Track there and talk to Red Farmer a little bit and get some insight, maybe a little veteran insight on the racing industry. I'm sure that Red's still around there somewhere kicking some dirt around.
Oh, yes. He's out there every Saturday night. Whenever we were going, you know, we went to 3 or 4 there. Yeah, Cruz and Red, they race in the same division. Also, our good friend Adam Galdon, they all race together. And, I'm going to tell you, Red is a sight. He is really – and I'm glad you brought Red up. Red been telling me that he would come on the show, give me a cell phone number. All I got to do is call him. But, Stephen, we've had so many people that's wanting to come on. I mean, you know, we're trying to get to everybody, so everybody just hold on. We'll get to you as soon as we can. But Stephen,
how old is Red these days? He's what, 82, 83 years old, something like that?
Well, like my granny used to tell me when I was a young'un, Stephen, he's old as Methuselah.
Yeah, he's been around a long time. And yeah, it's still funny to hear about him every once in a while out there kicking some dirt around after all these years.
Oh, yeah. I think he's about the age that you mentioned, and whenever you and Miss Anne Marie come down for the race in the spring, we'll run out of the short track, and we'll, you know, I'll introduce you to him. I mean, he's super. Just to sit and listen to some of his stories and stuff. I mean, whenever y'all come down, we will definitely plan to go out there that Saturday night, but we can't stay too late because we've got to get up early, you know, to go to 500. But yeah, we'll go out there.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'd love to be able to meet him. And, that's kind of cool that he's still, like I said, he's still out there running around. I think he is about 82 years old. But that's kind of impactful for him to be out there running around still.
I know it, man. You know, just like everybody always says, whenever you get older, you retire, you know, you sort of lay down, but Red's still wide open with the yellow hunting case pocket knife. And just to tell you, every time we would see him, you know, I'd shake his hand with Suzanne. He was always sitting in this, this little lounge chair in the back of the hall there. And Suzanne would always lean down, give him a hug. Well, he's going to kiss Suzanne on the cheek every time. He's a slide, man. I mean, he is. But, Stephen, I know we got a short show tonight because Vince Welch had to cancel because of a meeting, and we got Todd waiting here, and I don't know what Tony must have had something come up. I know he's real busy with this Brace Yourself stuff. Him and Paul Cliff. You have any last thoughts or anything you want to throw out?
I do not. Like I said, Media Week is coming up. I'm sure we'll have a ton of stuff to talk about next Tuesday. Already getting a lot of stuff out of NASCAR as far as the ongoings of who's moving around, some sponsorship announcements and things like that, and we're about to get real busy here real quick.
Yeah, I know it. You are, we are, and just to throw it, I'll go ahead and throw us out there, Stephen. I want to thank you for, I don't think I've thanked you yet, for building the Speedway Digest Radio Network website, and I've been throwing that out there a lot, and you know, it's a sister website to the main one, which is yours, SpeedwayDigest.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you can for all your racing news, you can check out www.SpeedwayDigest.com and also SpeedwayDigestRadioNetwork.com. They're both affiliated. Stephen puts his news also on the radio deal, and just check us out. Stephen has all the news whenever you want it. He normally breaks it before anybody.
But yeah, I try to some days.
I know it. But anyway, I guess at this time, Todd Bigsby, thank you for being there, bud. Cruz, I still see Cruz still sitting there listening. They driving back from Charlotte. Cruz, thank you again, my friend. And we want to say good night from Talladega, Alabama.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot. Talk to you later, bye.
See you, bud.
Now I ain't saying the Millie ladies don't know what they're doing. And I've been in love with New York City a time or two. Some Seattle coffee, some Chicago wind, some Kansas wheat fields I'd love to see again. But the fireflies play where the cattails grow, and them southern girls, they talk nice and slow with kisses sweeter than Tupelo, honey. Little bit crazy like New Orleans, Memphis. Southern girl. A southern girl's mama probably taught her how a lady should act. But a southern girl's probably got a barn somewhere out back. Southern girl.
Hey, I'm Joey Logano, and you're listening to The Pit Stop with Dave DeSpain. Or Tim DeSpain. Sorry, Dave.
Thanks, bud. Good luck.